In March, Alpha Company came in for stand down. I was there at the helipad to meet the choppers. Mitchell Sanders and Azar and Henry Dobbins and Dave Jensen and Norman Bowker slapped hands with me, and we piled their gear in my Jeep and drove down to the Alpha Hooches. We partied until chow time. Afterward, we kept on partying. It was one of the rituals. Even if you weren't in the mood, you did it on principle. By midnight, it was story time. Morty Phillips used up his luck, Bowker said. I smiled and waited. There was a tempo to how stories got told. Bowker peeled open a finger blister and sucked on it.
Go on, Azar said. Tell him everything.
Well, that's about it. Poor Marty wasted his luck, pissed it away.
On nothing, Azar said. The dummy pisses it away on nothing.
Norman Bowker nodded, started to speak, but then stopped and got up and moved to the cooler and shoved his hands deep into the ice. He was naked except for his shorts and dog tags. In a way, I envied him, all of them. Their deep bush tans, the sores and blisters, the stories, the in-it-togetherness. I felt close to them, yes, but I also felt a new sense of separation. My fatigues were starched. I had a neat haircut and the clean, sterile smell of the rear. They were still my buddies, at least on one level. But once you leave the boonies, the whole comrade business gets turned around. You become a civilian. You forfeit membership in the family, the blood fraternity, and no matter how hard you try, you can't pretend to be part of it. That's how I felt, like a civilian, and it made me sad. These guys had been my brothers. We'd loved one another. Norman Bowker bent forward and scooped up some ice against his chest, pressing it there for a moment. Then he fished out a beer and snapped it open. It was out by Mickey, he said quietly. One of those killer hot days, hot, hot. And we're all popping salt tabs just to stay conscious. Can't barely breathe. Everybody's lying around, just grooving it. And after a while, somebody says, hey, where's Morty? So the lieutenant does a head count, and guess what? No Morty.
Gone, Azar said. Poof! No fucking Morty.
Norman Bowker nodded. Anyhow, we sent out two search patrols. No dice. Not a trace. Pausing a second, Bowker poured a trickle of beer onto his blister and licked at it. By then it's almost dark. Lieutenant Cross, he's ready to have a fit. You know how he gets, right? And then guess what? Take a guess. Morty shows, I said. You got it, man. Morty shows. We almost chalk him up as MIA, and then bingo, he shows.
Soaking wet, said Azar.
Hey, listen.
Okay, but tell it.
Norman Bowker frowned. Soaking wet, he said. Turns out the moron went for a swim. You believe that? All alone, he just takes off, hikes a couple of clicks, finds himself a river and strips down and hops in and starts doing the goddamn breaststroke or some such fine shit. No security, no nothing. I mean, the dude goes skinny dipping. Azar giggled.
A hot day.
Not that hot, said Dave Jensen.
Hot, though.
Get the picture, Bowker said. This is me, Kay, we're talking about. Dinks everywhere, and the guy goes for a swim. Crazy, I said.